Question about transparency in government. Wisconsin's public record law requires open access to village records for citizens, but getting copies of village documents can sometimes be complicated. For example, sometimes information packets that are given to village trustees in open session include documents that visitor packets don't. Also, announcements about village contracts and agreements often aren't widely publicized. And there's been a little bit of criticism on that score. How do you propose making village records as freely available as possible to the public?
Since the Going back to the use of the website and the internet. If it's an open record, if the open records law applies to the object, then the object should be available for viewing, I think, through our website. Absolutely, I think so. However, that said, I don't know what it is you may be referring to as far as the difference in the packets, because my impression had always been that it was one and the same. And the only thing that I think that would not be one and the same if there was something that was called into a closed session, which would not be open to public dissertation. So.
Of course. If it's a closed session material, then it's not.
So I guess I don't know what you're referring to, but it's something that you're seeing that may not...
It's just something that happens from time to time. A piece of information gets left out, and that's really just an example of stuff. But what happens, I think, sometimes is that when a piece of information is left out, or with the contracts question, for instance, announcement of contracts, if villagers don't know that something's taken place, they don't know to ask for the missing information.
Give me an example, Michael, if you would.
There was a what's the name of that Evergreen Development, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last year or was it 2009? There were some negotiations and some contracts regarding Evergreen Development, and there's been a number of people calling into question, including some of the newspapers, had called into question aspects of the contract. And although I don't see anything particularly problematic with the contract itself, I was surprised to find out about the contract's existence. And then, of course, when I knew that the contract had been signed, then I was able to go back and read the contract. And like I say, there was nothing untoward that I saw in the contract. But that's the kind of thing is if people don't know that a piece of information is available, how do they know to ask further for clarification?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, again, that's one of the battles I've seen in any government is the amount of data, papers, files, contracts that go in and out. I do believe things get overlooked at times, and to no fault to anyone in particular. I think if there's a means, like a large business, in a large business you often find there's always a better way of doing something. How do you know there's a better way of doing it? How do you know the problem until someone points the problem out? You know, and I think you bring up a great, valid point. All right, is there a reason why the data is not getting to the right place or the notification of the data is available? Well, all right, so there's a problem. So how do you fix it? You need to apply someone to it to figure out where the communications breakdowns are taking place. Now, I call into a problem that I've seen often that we have here is a lack of don't have enough people to get everything you wish and want because we got a huge wish list, you know. And I think that's compounded here a little further because we're a small community looking for every piece of information that we can versus, you know, any place that may be larger. Well, okay, I can filter this out and I can filter that. I can put that out there, but not that out there. It's not the same thing here. You don't have enough eyes going through, well, this needs to go, this needs to go, oh, that can't go, you know, because that's part of something else, you know?
Sure. And that's a good summary, I think, of both the challenge, the challenge, I guess, on both sides. On the one hand, it's good to always be looking at better ways of doing things and be open to possible changes. But at the same time, remembering that we don't have a whole lot of staff people here at the village level, and sometimes there are some things that are not going to be doable because of budget constraints and constraints.
It's doable, but it costs money.
Yeah.
Both. Again, my wish list, because I am IT, is like, let's get it out on the web. Well, yeah. I was told, okay, we can, but it costs.
Right.
It costs to have someone put it out there. It has a cost of, say, another module or something to make that available. So, yeah, there's two sides of that. And I think if people understand that, maybe they'll be a little less heavy on the staff in that regard. But, yeah, I think given time, we can refine that. Absolutely, no doubt about it. Especially if it becomes one of our things that becomes our main agenda task for a year.
Sure. And again, underscoring that we've got some really, really good people in the village working for the village of Little Chute. Thank you.